Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks a lot for listening today. And I'm told that we have a very special caller on the line, Governor Andrew Cuomo. Governor, is that really you?
It is really me. How are you doing, Brian?
Long-time listener, first-time caller?
Yes, sir. No, actually, I've spoken to you before on air.
Of course. And you've been a guest on the show any number of times, but it's the first time that you've called in spontaneously. So I'm appreciative. And what's on your mind?
Well, they told me that you had called and you wanted to chat about the Moreland Commission and Metro North situation. So whichever you'd like to, it would be my pleasure.
Okay. We were just talking about the derailment with Murray Weiss from DNA Info, who has sources that say the driver simply dozed off, that there doesn't seem to be evidence of drugs or alcohol or texting, and that yet he seemed to just doze off a little while before that curve. Do you have anything that confirms that?
I have a lot of rumors and a lot of speculation, like most New Yorkers. There have been a number of stories out there, Brian. And I think, we know the basic facts. It was about the speed, and it was a truly excessive amount of speed. There was no equipment failure, no track problem. And this is now a very serious situation. The operator has rights, but there's all sorts of liability questions. And there's going to be all sorts of law enforcement agencies, as well as the MTA, that my guess will be taking a look at this situation and determining the liability and the culpability, if any. So first and foremost, we want to make sure that the MTA riders are safe and this operator is not going to be operating a train anytime soon, that I can assure you. But there'll be a process, and he has rights, and other agencies may want to be taking a look at possible theories of liability also. So I think we should be deliberative in the process vis-a-vis the operator. But I don't want to speculate as to what may or may not have been the cause for what was excessive speed and reckless handling of the train.
Do you think, Governor, that the accident raises any policy issues? For example, I understand that the NTSB has been urging railroads to install new technology that would, among other things, automatically slow trains through curves. But that I don't know if Metro North in particular, but I think railroads in general have either been resistant to the requirement or just slow to adopt. Are you familiar with that?
Railroads in general are under a federal mandate to put in place an electrical system, an electronic system that would have automatic speed controls, in theory, if the system worked well, Brian. I believe there's a date of next year for systems to have that, train systems to have that in place. It's very expensive. I know it's been controversial. But there's no doubt that there are electronic systems that can help a train operate. They have all sorts of new equipment in cars now that sense excessive speed and distance, et cetera. And the MTA is looking at that system, but it's a federal mandate to implement an electronic system by next year.
And you're in favor of this and something that you would, as governor, try to expedite as quickly as possible?
I wouldn't say I have an opinion on whether or not that is the best system one way or the other, nor is my opinion all that relevant since it's a federal mandate. And obviously the state complies with federal mandates. So it's the law of the land, Brian.
Okay, Governor, let me ask you about the recommendations of the Moreland Commission, which was impaneled in response to some of the corruption that has been revealed in the last year or two. They found that deplorable conduct, some of it perfectly legal, yet profoundly wrong, is rampant in Albany, or at least exists in Albany, some of it potentially illegal. What do you find to be the most important things?
Fine. Let me answer that. Let me just go back one quick second on the MTA, if you can. We're also focusing now on, with Metro North, on getting the line up and running as quickly as possible. Many New Yorkers have had tremendous delays because of this situation in the commute. And we have state agencies all cooperating with Metro North. We have the DEC on site to be working on any possible environmental issues, spills, et cetera. The state police, I have asked to escort the construction vehicles or major transports back and forth to the site. And the Department of Transportation is sending additional personnel to assist the Metro North workers. So we're doing everything we can to get the tracks up and running now that they've been released back to Metro North by the NTSB.
And what you were saying earlier about liability, were you trying to indicate that the driver, rather than Metro North itself or the MTA, should be liable in any lawsuits?
Well, I'm just saying as a lawyer, as a former attorney general, assistant district attorney, there may be questions for the driver and the conduct of the driver. We have to get all the facts, but I would not be surprised if other agencies were looking at this also.
Okay. Moreland Commission. What's important there to clean up Albany?
Clean up Albany. I think the Moreland Commission basic point is when the combination of money and politics is not a good combination. Now, you can say, yes, we know that. We knew that from the FERA Commission. We know that in Washington. We know that in every state government, and it's true. We've made great progress in cleaning up Albany. We have passed an ethics bill, which was historic and has more disclosure than ever before. But my point to the legislature, Brian, is we can still do more, and we need to do more. Even after everything we did, there were then a rash of indictments during this past year, and it's a work in progress, reforming government, and I think the legislature can and should do more, and I think the Moreland Commission report makes that case very well. I want a legislative resolution. I don't want just a quick fix. I want the law changed so we have an even more transparent system that people trust and people have faith in it. And my argument to the legislature is it's in their best interest. They're there to do public service. And the higher the rate of trust by the public, the more ability government has to perform. So I think the Moreland Report makes that point well. There are obviously some questions in the report that we still have to develop and work through. But I think the report makes the point that there's more to do to clean up Albany, and we should do it.
And one possible hole in their recommendations that some people are complaining about, the commission found that various laws were custom-tailored, commission's term, at the behest of a single influential lobbyist. And yet there's no specific recommendation, if I understand this correctly, to put up new walls between lobbyists and legislators. Does that concern you?
Well, look, the basic connection is that I think what the report is saying is people, legislators who represent, who serve on a certain committee, have access to donors who are interested in the work of that committee. That is true, but to me that's just emblematic of the overall problem, which is the connection of money to politics. It's the specific example is committee members, but it just makes the general point to me, Brian.
Can I make ask one question about our incoming mayor, Bill de Blasio, and what he says is his number one agenda item for the state legislature, and that is getting approval, and of course it would require your signature, for the small income tax increase for city residents making $500,000 or more so he could fund universal full-day pre-K. Is that something you could consider signing?
I am with him on universal pre-K. I spoke about it in the State of the State last year. It's something that I believe should be a priority and something we should get done, and I'm very anxious to work with him on it. The question then becomes the financing of it. He's proposed a tax on higher earners. We're going to have that discussion in January, Brian, because financing and taxes is going to be a very big discussion overall. And I think this will be one of the elements of a broader conversation on taxes and financing. But in general, I know the incoming mayor very well. I know him on a personal level. We go back 20 years. We work together at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. I am very excited about his potential for the city. I'm excited about our relationship. I think you'll never have a governor and a mayor who bring the kind of personal relationship that I bring with the incoming mayor. So I think that has great potential for the city and the state, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Anything else you want to say before you go about anything?
I think we covered it. Thank you for having me on.
Governor Cuomo, I really appreciate you being with us today. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Brian.